This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Thursday, good morning and welcome. I was just running through some of the Facebook suggestions. People certainly are all over Ozark.
Still.
We finished season one last night. We got interrupted with, The Last Dance and a few other things. It's really good.
It is.
And I'll tell you why it's really good. I'm normally annoyed by flashback episodes. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it's like we had to get 10 in, so we... Don't you get that feeling?
Yeah.
Like with The Walking Dead? Mm-hmm. But I thought the season one, episode nine, like, that really went back and filled in a lot of the storyline was really well done.
Yeah, I agree.
And that is clearly very, very popular right now with a lot of people. And maybe it's one of those that sort of slipped through everybody's radar screen at first.
Yeah.
And now that people are consuming and 16 million new Netflix subscribers, everybody sort of jumped on the bandwagon. I think it was popular before. It just didn't have that Tiger King like
right
status it has now.
Mm-hmm.
And man, my God, I'm glad that's gone. That 15 minutes, right?
Well,
we did lose it a little on that.
I didn't watch a drop of it.
You will have the bragging rights. You will feel like I did. You'll be able to say someday, and I can make this. I can make this honest statement. I didn't vote for George Ryan or Rod Blagojevich.
All right.
Both of our governors that went to jail, I didn't vote for either one of them.
Not your doing.
Yep. And you'll be able to say that about Tiger King.
Okay.
You'll wear that as a badge of honor.
That's awesome.
Someday.
Feel good.
All right.
It.
So what did you, when you were looking through the list, what all did you see as far as some of the things that were interesting?
There were a few podcasts. I started to make a list and I was going to save a good chunk of it for the weekend because it was so
all right.
It was so
extensive. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, and that's what I did last time, Brian, with the previous time that we had over, I think it was 300.
Yeah.
I went through each and I sort of made a scorecard, and then the ones I had never heard of, I went and checked out and I'm like, oh, I didn't know about this podcast or I didn't even know. So, I didn't really prepare that for right now. Just to be blunt. But I'll
okay.
have it.
Well, that's fine. But we have a lot of suggestions. You can throw in, I mean, if you're doing something different, like maybe you're doing yard work or cleaning out your garage or doing whatever, how are you keeping yourself occupied? And really this is more, I mean, I know a lot of people said, watching news or listening to WSOY. I mean, I want to know what you're doing like outside of COVID-19 information.
Yeah, exactly. And if you suggest something like cleaning out your garage, I'll go find something online that gives you the best tips on how to do that. So I'm looking for you to give things for other people to then enjoy or to, come from.
Absolutely. A lot of Schitt's Creek.
Yes.
What is the premise of this show again?
It's like basically reverse Beverly Hillbillies. Like it's a family that had
a lot of money and then loses it.
And loses it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could see why people would gravitate towards that.
Yeah. And it's over the top zany. It doesn't like try to stay in the lanes. It's pretty silly.
Guys Grocery Games.
Yeah. I love
what
that.
What is
that?
Show.
So do you remember Supermarket Sweep?
Yeah, I do.
It's kind of like that. And Guy Fieri is the host and he's kind of silly and he tells people to go collect these certain ingredients and find it. It's a lot of fun.
Is The Masked Singer still a big thing?
Yes, but I don't want to talk about it at all because it's spoiler central. I love that show.
Okay.
I'm just behind.
I mean, but is it sustain?
Huge. It is getting huge. It's not sustaining. It's pew.
No, I know that, but does it have legs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because you can just dump new celebrities in there, and the bigger you get, the better the show. The Masked Singer is huge.
What is Too Hot to Handle on Netflix? Any idea?
Ooh, I don't know that by
name. See, that's curiosity. Mm-hmm. That's something that there's a lot of people watching the Marvel movies like in order on Disney Plus, and
which
I did
we
that.
Already have on the list.
Yeah, and I did that before the pandemic, so I'm kind of screwed.
There's a few not on Disney Plus right now.
Well, I had to go. Mm-hmm. There's one, the first part of the last two is on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you have to move around a little bit of that. All three John Wick movies?
Yes, please. I'll find time to do that again.
Yeah.
I love it.
And if you go through, you get a lot of great ideas.
Yeah, I did see the John Wick on there, and I almost put it on last night.
Waco is something that's sort of climbing that list at Netflix as well and made a... Coco on Disney Plus.
That's a good movie.
What is that?
It's an animated movie with... a lot of very cool artwork and stuff in it.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool.
I like the ones that are a little, I don't want to say condescending, but like, I'm working too hard. Like, kind of miss the point.
Yeah, I'm not sharing that.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, I mean, my point is, you're not going to win the $50 gift card.
No.
And you're not going to shame people. I mean, we're all working hard. Mm-hmm. Everybody's working hard. Even the people that have been laid off are working hard.
That's right.
Everybody's working hard. Don't be that guy right now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I absolutely do. I saw a couple of those last night that weren't really helping.
Yeah.
Or that are nondescript, like watching a lot of TV. It's like, thank you.
Yeah. No, thank you. Watching Call the Midwife. Don't know what that is either.
Oh, man, that show is a huge one. It's like a BBC style show.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's huge.
What is Animal Crossing for the Nintendo Switch?
The biggest game on the planet. It's a very cute and lovable game that just came out on your Nintendo. And you can build your little island, and people can visit your island, and you share things with each other. It's huge right now. A lot of fun.
Jody knocked it out of the park. Kids shows with the kiddos. Every Friday we do pizza and a movie night. We make snack baskets for the kids, let them pick a movie.
Oh.
They usually fall asleep, bunk out in the living. We are working on a COVID book/journal. They write 1 to 2 sentences about what they did or how they're feeling and draw a picture every day. That
has some gold.
Yeah.
On there.
Janet's watching the squirrels play in her yard. Now, Janet, I'm not going to say that you probably need to try harder than that, and squirrels are fun to watch, but.
For how long, Janet?
Yeah.
Hopefully just a few minutes.
Gut check a little, maybe. Janet, we hope you're good. Ozark, Tiger King, Ozark. Moved on to Better Call Saul.
Yes.
I could not connect with that show.
It's good.
I tried.
Slipping Jimmy.
I tried. I really did. All right. Love the book suggestions, too, because I like to read. So thank you. I love people going old school, like to Will and Grace and Frasier. You know, those kind of things, like making a whole series run.
Mm-hmm.
I don't generally do that with comedies. I don't know why. Will and Grace was great.
Well, yeah. The Office is a standby for most people on Netflix.
Big Bang Theory, you know, that's a huge. All right. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. Check out our Fun from the Couch segment on nowdecatur.com. Lots of great ideas. We'll be posting a bunch more this weekend. And somebody's going to win a $50 gift ticket to the beach house.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.